This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last few weeks we've been talking about some of the characteristics of abusers, and I came across a lecture that I attended this week on a book by an author named Lundy Bancroft. The name of his book is Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. And in talking with Samantha, it's a book that she has been in the process of reading, so we thought we'd take some of the summarizations out of that book and talk this and next week about some of the characteristics of abusive men and some of the things that we can do to spot that and maybe help women to avoid getting in those kinds of relationships. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So there's a list of items that he comes up with, and the first of all is if you have a gut reaction about the man that's negative, you need to listen to that.
Right. If you're the woman and you've been living with this man, whether you're married to him, dating him or not, you've been with him for some period of time, if you do have a gut reaction that he could kill you or the children, or he could carry out a serious or dangerous assault against you or himself, then kind of go with that gut feeling. A gut feeling is actually things that we have learned over the years, and our mind is filtering through those card files really fast, saying ooh, and so you need to go with that.
At least check it out. I mean, don't just dismiss it and feel like it's not important. The second item on his list is one that we've talked about a couple of times: the extreme jealousy and possessiveness, and that's a real red flag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's if he becomes really obsessive, constantly keeping you at the center of his thoughts and appearing where he cannot think about living without you, that's a big red flag.
And it sounds at the onset of a relationship, it can be very flattering to a woman to have that kind of attention, but if it goes on too long or if it's too intense, then
exactly.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Might be something there.
The first 3 months of a relationship, both partners are kind of manic, literally. But after that first 3 months, if it continues where he's very obsessively obsessive with you, then there's a problem. And if you make statements like, if I can't have you, nobody will, that's a big red flag.
You've got to watch yourself then. If he has a history of being violent towards others, particularly in a previous relationship, that should be a red flag.
Right. And if he runs down his past partners too much, negative, 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 I mean, you have to realize there's two sides to every story. So he can't possibly have a track record of being with a bunch of people that are that bad.
Particularly if you hear that he's been violent with a previous partner, don't think that you're going to be somehow or other different. That pattern's probably going to spill over into your relationship as well. Let's skip on down the list here a little bit of some of the things that Lundy talks about. And violence during a pregnancy, I mean, that's people don't realize that, but the cases of violence really goes up during pregnancy, doesn't it?
Yes, that has to do with being jealous over the baby.
And that also is involved with, if there are stepchildren involved, that can also be a jealousy component there too, if he feels like he's challenged by the children for attention.
Yeah, the children and also the ex-husband. He can be obsessed with the past relationship that his wife or girlfriend was involved in. So if he's excessively jealous over the ex-husband or the father of these children, he could take it out on the children.
Right. Also, one of the key signs here is if he's depressed or suicidal in nature, or has even had suicidal thoughts or expressed those, then, you know, oftentimes we see, don't we, that there's a murder and a suicide.
Yes.
You know, just kill the whole family.
So
if I can't,
if he's
have
threatened,
her.
If you leave me, I'll kill myself. Well, chances are he would kill you and then kill himself.
So these are just some of the things to be on the lookout for. And I think next week we're going to talk a little bit about safety plans and what you can do to protect yourself in these kinds of situations. So let's give them some phone numbers in case they want to talk with us.
Yes. In Yancey County, for a crisis call, contact 682-0056, and it's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our number there is 765-4011. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.